Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the very good start into the year for the UXS Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Fund. Successfully launched in July 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 short, the gross exposure was maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 1%, and for each sector, it has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at February 26 of 2021, assets under management stood at $85 million. Performance. The Japanese stock market maintains its strong positive momentum that started in November until February 16th, rising over 25%. Then, from February 16th to the 26th, following declines in global equity markets, the Japanese stock market fell 5%. The long-short Japan corporate governance strategy performed well during the months, rising 3.47% in the first 3 weeks. Most of the returns came from the long side of the portfolio, outperforming the market, while the short side performed in line with the market. The outperformance of the longs was driven by strong quarterly earnings results. In the market turmoil of the last week, when the market fell 3.45%, the strategy only gave up 33 basis points, resulting in a total return for the months of 3.13%. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 21 of the 33 weeks since inception. There were only 3 weeks with negative returns larger than 50 basis points, compared with 14 weeks with returns greater than 50 basis points. The maximum drawdown was 2.29%, and the cumulative return since inception is 11.51% with a volatility of 5.3%. What contributed? So four sectors made large positive contribution to performance: tech and media, consumer, staples and chemicals. Four sectors, materials, transport, financials and machinery, made moderate positive contributions, and three sectors made neutral or modest positive contributions. Only two sectors, healthcare and real estate, made negative contributions. In aggregate, both the long and the short side contributed to alpha, with approximately 3/4 of gross alpha coming from the longs and 1/4 from the shorts. This positive performance resulted in several sectors exceeding the 1% net exposure level. We therefore needed to make several rebalancing, adjusting, maintaining the portfolio neutrality. This rebalancing involved taking profit partially on four long positions that had performed particularly well and reducing the size of four short positions for risk control purposes. We used the proceeds to top up several long and short positions that have particularly attractive risk-reward profiles. Depending on the progress of the vaccine and the effectiveness of the public health responses, economic recovery is moving on slow tracks. Despite being globally slow, we observe a gradual acceleration in Asia. While some aspects of normalization are emerging, we see investors' anticipation being reflected in the very good start for Japan and the strategy into 2021. What could prove to be an uneven recovery with divergence between segments of the economy could well be sustained over the years thanks to corporate governance reforms. Politics is strengthening its commitment to support a better governed private sector, with Prime Minister Suga's statement of belief containing very tangible elements in favor of increasing concerns over shareholders' long-term value. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit us at ubp.com.